Ian Garfitt, I'm the chairman of the committee that runs the fair. It is actually a country fair, not a game fair.
I'm looking around at some spectacular scenery. I'm seeing, obviously, the early classes coming together. I've been here since about 7:30 this morning, just getting a flavour of the atmosphere as it's been building up. You must be very pleased.
It's gone very well this year so far. We're just hoping the weather holds off. We get the occasional shower now and again, but so far, so good.
In terms of history of this particular event, just talk us through how the thing's sort of been established, how it's been going, because I know a few years ago there was a bit of fear that somehow events such as this were very much beginning to tail away.
I think that's right. This event's been going, well, people can't remember, it's 26 or 27 years, but an awfully long time. It used to be on the lower part of this field, and it moved here. Certainly in my time, it's always been up on this high part of the field, and we think it's a lovely spot to hold it. We do worry that it's very difficult to keep the country flavour, because things, the sort of people who want to exhibit here become much more sort of towny than country, and it's very important that we try and keep that country flavour.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of actually looking at the classes now, clearly this is Olympic year, I will mention it, and so on and so forth. Badminton cancelled, obviously, early on. We're going to Bramham later on this week, etc. Is this something where you've had a few late entrants, just wanted to get a few more sort of tastes of getting their horses out?
Yeah, the horsey side is a different thing from badminton and Bramham. We're much farther down the league than that, and some of it does tend to be last-minute stuff, yes.
Which is all good, because everybody's got to start somewhere. That's the important thing.
Well, exactly, and it does give people a chance to a bit of exposure, let them operate in front of the crowds and so on. Yeah.
And planning for 2013 presumably has already started, as far as that's concerned, because I know the way that you chaps work in all sorts of ways from that point of view, already sort of presumably putting things into operation for next year.
I think the way that tends to work is that we look to see what we got wrong this year, and that gives us the bedrock for next year.
The terrier racing certainly appeals to me, just for the point of view of just sheer insanity in all sorts of ways. Are there any particular areas that appeal to yourself about the events that we're seeing today?
I just don't get too much chance to look at it all. It's charging around from one side to the other.
Well, Ian, for the moment, many thanks indeed. We'll catch up with you later, hoping well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, well, we've done our initial sort of setup here, but of course the real reason that we're actually here, Southside Broadcasting, is for Beedy the Horse, and we're lucky enough to be speaking now to the lady who's actually coordinating Beedy, and your name is?
Jackie,
of course. Jackie, you're wearing, of course, the Royal Animal Rescue badge there, which is what we're doing this for. And just tell us, Jackie, what is Beedy actually going to be in for today?
Just the clay round jumping, maybe the working hunter and the veteran horse.
Can't believe you're a veteran horse, Beedy, but still then my life continues. Quiet, very good. She looks very well behaved. There we are. Marvellous. Breather, the whole thing there. So, roughly, how long did it actually take to get Beedy ready, really? Because, I mean, she looks pretty much in fine fettle already.
Well, I got up at 2:50 this morning, and I finished her about 6 o'clock. I had to give her a bath and plait up and everything.
Well, she's looking good, etc. And in terms of schedule, when does she actually go into the main ring?
I've got to get her out and lunge now, just to settle her down. And then she goes into the clay round show jumping more or less immediately. And Minty wants her to do 2 rounds in there. And then we'll see about the working hunter, see how she's going. Okay. And then I think the veteran horse class is at 1 o'clock.
Well, we'll be following you through for the whole thing. And obviously we've got the full might of Southside Broadcasting behind you, Beedy. So keep going, all right?
Thank you.
Yes, there we are. Right. Okay, cheers there. Well, the young lady who actually is the event director for this fabulous thing that we refer to as the Duncan Park Country Fair is, of course, the legendary Nikki. How are you, Nikki?
Hi, good morning. It's a better day than we thought it was going to be.
Of course it is. Southside Broadcasting's here. We always bring some good positivity.
Yes, no, it's a lovely day, and we hope we're going to have a very busy day, and everybody's going to have fun.
We've had a little promenade around the ring so far. It does seem as though there's a nice buzz here.
There always is. We try and get plenty of different things. We try and refresh it every year, so we have something for everybody to see, something for everybody, all ages, to do, and that is going to be a fun day out for everybody without costing a lot of money.
Every entrant has its own narrative, has its own story. Certainly the Southside horse, as we say, we help, we're covering it as it covers into our range of things, is Beedy, who's going into one of the classes later on. It must give you a tremendous sense of satisfaction when you sort of see events like this coming to life, because it really actually mixes the best of the rural activities with the urban lifestyle as well.
Oh, yes, we try and get everybody to, we try and encourage people to come in and see. And I'm very excited because I think a horse I bred has just been placed in the Hunter Show.
Congratulations. Go on, name names.
He belongs to Leanne and he's called Robin because the morning he was born, I saw a robin in the feed house.
Works perfectly well, and I'm very sensitive to the word from that point of view. If people are listening to this, and obviously it's an audio postcard, so it's going to be available online for a considerable period of time, and they're thinking about 2013, they're thinking about maybe taking a trade stand here, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The website. We have a very good website which has all the information on, and it's www.dpcountryfair.co.uk, and we put everything we can on that. So it's got all the contact details, the schedules, and as soon as we've booked next year's acts, they will be on there.
Very exciting time here because we've got a clear round for BD. You must be very pleased.
I am, yes. She was quite excitable, but she did it.
The good news is no sort of piglets involved with this routine, so she's always going to go well.
That's right. There are some very little ponies that she did at first think were piglets.
But she got over. So clear round, obviously excellent from that sort of point of view. What's the next stage?
I think Minty wants me to do it again when it goes up a little bit, just to settle her down. Okay. And then at 1 o'clock she's in the veteran class.
Well, we'll hope to get some commentator on, because for some reason we thought you were in the main ring, but no, you're in the show jumping scenario.
No, we'll be in the main ring for the veteran class, I think.
Exactly. No, I was thinking about where we've just come from, but well done, BD.
Thank you.
Very quiet, exactly. Now, clearly, we're looking forward to the terrier racing later on. It's the Duncan Park Country Show. But one of the stands which is always keenly attended, and quite rightly so, when we cover things like the CLA Game Fair and indeed the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, etc., is that which is the Dogs Trust stand. It's bright yellow, a bit like the AA, different line entirely, but certainly saving canine lives. We're delighted to speak to Danny Cunningham, who's part of the Dogs Trust scenario here. Danny, good to speak to you.
Hello, good morning.
So, we see on the sign there, sponsor one of us today or one of our friends. What's not to love with respect to the dogs, etc.? Tell us about the Dog Stress. How can people get involved?
It's quite simple, really. You'll see us around. We're quite... We're sort of getting around quite a bit now. Obviously, it's an ongoing situation. We've been going about 120 years now. It used to be the National Canine Defence League. Became the Dog Stress in 2003. At the moment, this year, we've taken in just short of 16,000 dogs. And it seems to be around that amount each year. So obviously it's a continuous thing. And yeah, it'd be great if people could help us out with the sponsorship.
Well, certainly, as I say, the stand is unmissable. It's nice and bright yellow from that point of view. A name check for your colleague who's working on the stand as well today?
This is our friend. This is Jamie here. Jamie Pickup.
Jamie Pickup. No relation to Ronald?
No, sadly not.
There we are. Just a thought there. Is anyone? In terms of the stories we got here, I mean, we've got Lexi, we've got Rusty, we've got some very heart-rending profiles there, and obviously news stories. I mean, for a nation of animal lovers, sometimes one's often quite shocked at just how little we sometimes need to care for our canine friends.
Well, I mean, it's the challenging times of austerity, aren't they, at the moment? So it's a challenging time for everybody. But, you know, these dogs don't ask for their situation, so we're just here to help them, and that's what we're trying to do, you know.
And we mentioned the terrier racing. Will you get a chance to actually have a wander around the country fair yourself today? Will it be a case of, no, I'm going to stand by the stand to keep an eye on Master Pickup?
This is the third or fourth show I've already done this year. And every time I go to the shows, I say I'm going to get out and see a couple of things, but never get a chance because it's busy times, obviously. But I will try and get and see the terrier race, and I will.
For folk who are listening to this who are thinking, I can't get to the show, it's 2 days gone, etc. What's the web address? How can people get in touch with the Dogs Trust online?
Just Google us. Google Dogs Trust, and it'll come up. Or, obviously, there's other search engines.
Or indeed dogstrust.org.uk.
That'll be the one. Just put that in your little in the top left hand corner there, and you'll see our fantastic website, and you can learn more about us there.
Danny, many thanks indeed.
No, thank you so much.
Well, great news. A second clear out has been established, and BD obviously on startling form so far.
Yeah, she's been very good.
And have you found it yourself? Because it's been a wee while since you sort of did show jumping and jumped those fences.
It's a long time. It's about 10 years, I think. It was a bit strange at first, but getting back into it.
Excellent stuff. And I see this time you've got a gold the clear round. Before we had a green one. Is there any significance in terms of that?
No, it's just whatever the colour of the pick out, really.
It's all right then. Well, well done. And of course, we're now looking ahead, I think, to about 1:30 time wise, or the next class, which is supposed to be the main ring. Is that right?
I think it is, yes, yes.
Okay, well, one of the fine team here that we have supporting BD the horse and so on is, of course, Holly. Holly, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Share with us, because I've seen you drive these fantastic vehicles here. You're looking after dogs, etc. You seem to be multitasking. What are your duties today?
Just driving around the BD and
just making sure they're okay, really.
Okay, so really the very essential looking after the talent role.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
So we've got a couple of dogs here, of which obviously you might be sort of showing them in all sorts of ways. Tarka, not an otter, but a dog, etc. Do you have any favourites between them?
I must say Dudley is rather cute because he's huge.
So it's the size, really.
And very fluffy.
Which is great stuff. And your thoughts on the showground so far? I mean, we've had a little look around the sort of general reception areas and obviously the trade stands, etc. I think possibly sight lines could possibly be improved slightly.
Yeah, possibly. But it's there's a lot of variety here, which is good.
Yep. And have you been to the Duncan Park Country Fair before?
Yes, I came last year, but it was very wet, so it wasn't so good.
So we've improved the weather then, which is all good stuff.
Yeah, it's nice and sunny now.
And will you be actually taking one of the dogs into the main ring later on this afternoon to actually sort of be judged and all the rest of bits and pieces?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know. Not sure.
All the exciting stuff here, which is brilliant. We've also got one of our producers here, of course, Minty. Minty, what are your thoughts on the show so far?
It's very good, but perhaps a little more organising of the trade stands, looking at perspective of, you know, being in a business family, it could just do a little tweaking here and there. And otherwise, it's good, but should we say maybe it could up the pace a bit.
Okay, we've got two clear rounds so far for BD. Got to mention, obviously, Supreme Products and a few of the sponsors who've obviously been responsible for helping Royal Animal Rescue and indeed Jackie and us be here today.
That's right. Military Adventure Park, of course, did say last year, after they knew about the story of BD, that they would make themselves available to provide for keeping a welfare. And then Supreme Products, Driffield-based, of course, and their PR office in Scunthorpe, they decided that she is such a fine horse, they would provide the Supreme Products for a grey horse. And Jackie was up at 3:15 this morning, said using such products, and she doesn't look too bad so far, and she's yet been prepared for the showing classes. She's been in the clear round, she's won two clears, and considering she's 20 years old and she hasn't jumped a fence in 10 years, I think that's pretty good going.
In horse terms, it's equivalent to the Duke of Edinburgh and Her Majesty the Queen standing for an hour and a half yesterday watching the parade of ships going by.
Yes, and especially when you consider the Duke of Edinburgh and the Queen are fully fit and they're doing it every day, and Beattie hasn't done a thing like that in 10 years. I think it's extra special she's managed it. And of course the shock of suddenly finding herself loaded after all these years up into a box, and then she comes onto a showground and she's taken it very well, even including the fact they're having clay pigeon shooting behind us. And for a thoroughbred, that's quite some task to occupy her. But she's doing it okay.